Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Former NFL defensive back, former Ohio State Buckeye defensive back, and our partner on Browns Radio Network stuff. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Andy Baskin.
Hey, as always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn apps. It's all there for you wherever you go. You want to take us with you, put us in your pocket, walk us around. We're all good with that. Again, we're always available to you.
The Ohio State Buckeyes, Andy, took care of business in Ann Arbor. Took care of business. Second half, they were in complete control of that game.
Complete control, Jeff.
It was fun to watch. They did a really nice job. And I appreciate Ryan Day as a college head coach even more.
He did to Michigan what Michigan does to Ohio State. That 11-minute drive in the third quarter put things away. Oh, it was sweet. There were a lot of tears during Mr. Brightside. Saw a lot of people not happy there. A lot of Michigan fans unhappy. Finally, winning for the first time in too long. 2019 was the last time they won in Ann Arbor. OSU now 55-5 under Ryan Day in the Big Ten. 55-5.
Does this silence critics who still remained out there despite the fact that he won the national championship last year?
This is what they needed. This was... I'm trying to put this in a clean way. This was the cleansing period that the people needed to recharge any...
You were thinking colonoscopy,
weren't
you?
Of course I was. Yeah, yes, I was.
You sure were.
Yes, I was. This was the...
Here, drink a gallon of this and don't leave the house.
Yeah, this was the full effect of get all of the Michigan waste material back into Lake Erie. Yes.
I just think the program that they've put together there, and you know the way I approach Ohio State.
I know.
I didn't go there. I prefer to see them win. I like watching Ohio State football. I think they have a really nice program. But this to me is the type of program that I always thought Ohio State could and should have. And they've had it at times. You know, under Jim Tressel, they had it at times. Under Urban Meyer, I think they had it. I think Ryan Day is taking it a step further. I mean, the talent that they get from around the country, especially, well, I shouldn't even say it, on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They get plenty of defensive talent, too. But, I mean, just take a look at the wide receivers who are in the NFL from Ohio State who were there under Ryan Day. I mean, they keep churning them out. Look at the running backs. You know, they got Quinshon. They had Travion Henderson. I mean, they're Dobbins. There are guys that, and, you know, going back to Urban, just keep churning out this offensive talent. And offensive talent gives you a chance to win most games. So does defense, definitely will. But if you have good offensive talent, man, you're tough to beat.
Oh,
and these guys are, they're They're tough, man.
I mean, are there little question marks? They're just irritants, I think, when it comes to Ohio State football. Like, I don't understand why you just don't. Bo Jackson, like, I was, like, confused in the beginning of the season when they think about the fact they didn't play him against Texas. Like, what? I let it go, but I'll bring it up every once in a while. But they still,
like, now
get into these little trends where it's like, okay, it's the second quarter today. Bo, this will be your quarter. And Donaldson, you'll get the ball inside the five. And people's, I don't know if we're using you today or not. And
but Andy, they have such talent that they want to play guys. And Bo Jackson's only a freshman. You don't want him to get the snot beat out of him as a freshman and be, you know, not be good to go health-wise, maybe.
Jeff, he does not look like a freshman, and he is not going to get the snot beat out of him.
Without question. Well, running backs get beat up. I mean, it doesn't matter how good you are. Running backs get beat up. And so I don't mind him rotating backs. It's not like he's bringing in stiffs.
No, that's true. That's a good point. I think the bigger question, I think, for Ohio State fans are, will Tate and Jeremiah Smith play this week in the Big Ten championship game? Because it just feels like, and, you know,
do they have to?
Yeah, it's the Big Ten championship game. They should play. They should play. Come on, I don't want to go through this game every week.
No, I get that.
Like, oh, well, I don't know if they should play or not because, you know, are we playing for the Big Ten? Are we playing for the Big Ten championship? Are you playing for, you know, to win a national championship, or are you playing for how much money you're going to make in the draft? That's the hard part. I think, you know, Ohio State fans look and they see great receivers, and sometimes they don't play at the end of the season, Jackson Smith and Jigba. And so you wonder. You wonder what's really the motivation. I think the guys want to play. I think, you know, Smith and Tate, those guys want to play. I just think they're hearing pressure, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, you know, why don't you call Lloyd's of London and get more insurance for yourself and then go play. Go do that.
Well.
It's hard to be a fan when you're trying to juggle the business aspect of it versus the actual playing content.
Ask,
and it's true, and that's the NFL.
The folks at Mississippi. I have absolutely no qualms about any player looking out for his future interests and not thinking raw team. Because in so many...
Raw team?
Raw. Way to go, team. Raw, raw, raw.
Team.
Team.
Yeah, team.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what school it is, just team.
No, it doesn't matter what school it is.
No.
And I say that because it's so clear now that, you know, college football is such a big business. But let's... And you need to look out for yourself.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think Ryan Day is a terrific coach.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan Day's trying to build a program and looking out for Ryan Day. That's the way coaching is set up. Ask the folks at Mississippi. They have a team that's going into the playoffs and Lane Kiffin ups and leaves. And you see it all the time. Coaches get fired and you get $50 million to walk away. So I don't have a problem with a player who's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to make a lot of money next year and blah, 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 and start an NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
NFL career. If I have to sit out, I have to sit out. Unfortunately, that's the system that college football has created, Andy. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's crazy. Although I've always thought that if you went to a school and your head coach left, that should free you from.
Yeah.
I thought that before they had, you know, transfer portal and all that
but
stuff.
But see, now with the playoff, and I like the playoff, I think it's a great idea, but you're going to play close to an NFL schedule. You know?
Sure. Somebody's asked me today.
All that does is.
Can you play 17 games? Absolutely, you can play a 17-game schedule.
Exposes you to more risk for injury, which could jeopardize your future earnings. So I get it. You know, like, Tate's going to go in the first round, whether he plays against Indiana or not.
Right.
Jeremiah Smith's going to go in the first round next year if he comes out, which, you know, depends on NIL money, I guess. So I get all that. All I know is this. Ohio State, clearly, Andy, I don't think there's even any question, has a head and shoulders better than anybody else program right now in college football. Do you think that's fair?
That defense is spectacular. I don't know how Matt Patricia's. Someone's coming after him. There's no way there isn't somebody coming after him for college football.
To be what?
To be a head coach in college football. How do you not?
You think so?
They didn't give up a touchdown to Michigan. They made them kick three field goals, and those first 6 points, it easily could have been 14-3, 14-0.
He's still mad that he got fired by the Lions.
Well, maybe he's taking it out on the whole state of Michigan.
The whole Michigan thing.
Yeah, because he doesn't give a damn about the whole state of Michigan.
That's what I'm wondering. College, you know, college coaches now, hey, you go out and you get Matt Patricia to come in and be your defensive coordinator. Well, that guy's got a great track record, despite what happened in Detroit. Was not good in his 1 year as an offensive coordinator in New England, but that's not his forte. And I wonder, is you know, you going to retain those guys? Are they going back to the NFL? I keep waiting for somebody in college coaching to say, no, you know what? I really like where I am and what I'm doing. I'm good. Like Lane Kiffin, okay? And Lane Kiffin going to LSU. I get it. That's a great job. There's a lot of you know what that goes along with that job, because LSU, that's a serious hot spot. But really successful at Mississippi, they treat him like a king, and yeah, I'm going to leave now. I don't get it. I'm probably wrong on this. I just keep waiting for somebody to be that person who says, and when these opportunities pop up. Nope, I'm good. Thanks. You know?
Sadly, that guy just got fired.
Mark Stoops at Kentucky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Many a program had come after Mark Stoops to have him come in that was bigger than Kentucky, and he was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. I'll stay at Kentucky.
And they get rid of him.
And again, then they canned
him. Thus the system that's been put in place.
Mm. Do you think Patricia gets an R? I mean, that defense hasn't allowed a second half point since week 5.
No kidding.
The better question is, does he want to sit in a kid's living room with his parents and sell him a bill of goods? Because that's being the head coach of a college football team compared to being the defensive coordinator of a college football team.
That's true. I don't know if
Matt Patricia wants to sit in a living room and sell a bill of goods about the future of a kid.
Although you can be sure he's doing some recruiting anyway. I don't know the ins and outs of that.
It's a little easier to go, hey, here's the phone, tell this kid what he's going to do in your defense, than having to sit there and go, we're really, really interested in making sure that your child is set up for the future, and we're going to put him in positions that best serve him and the community itself.
7.6 points per game. That's what Ohio State's defense has given up season long.
That's better than the Browns, Andy.
They may call.
They give up, well, never mind. I'm not going to pick on the Browns. This is an Ohio State feel-good segment. So
yeah, they may call. I just don't know if Matt Patricia wants to be the one sitting there selling it.
He looks so much happier in Columbus. He looked happy after they beat Texas. Like he didn't look anything like he ever did when he was in New England or when he was in Detroit.
And see, that's
he looked excited to be there, excited about the game, and loving every second.
And that's what I wonder. Does a guy like that say, you know what? I'm loving this. I'm good. Because he's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good.
He's got three first-round picks on that defense, too, that are going to go.
And guess what?
The first, and, they'll go get three more.
And they will go out and get three
Caleb Downs don't grow on trees.
Yeah, I know, but they'll find the next
telling
one.
You, go back and look at Ohio State's defensive history. They're going to find guys just like them. Yep. No. Not just like them. But
I was going to say, Caleb Downs does not grow on trees.
They'll find other guys who can come in and do the job.
Matt will coach him up.
I hope he's one of those guys. You know, I love it here. I'm sticking around. Tyvis Powell played at Ohio State.
He did.
We'll get his thoughts on that before we get his thoughts on the Browns.
Ah.
But we will talk Browns with him. And he's coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.